Hey everyone, welcome back. You know we love a good deep dive. And today's topic is really interesting, at least to me it is. Career theory.
Nice.
And you know this one's coming straight from you.
Yeah.
You sent in this YouTube video, NCE Study Group, Careers with Dr. Pam. So I'm guessing you're prepping for the NCE exam, maybe thinking about becoming a counselor.
Sounds like somebody's doing their homework. It's a great field.
It is. Okay, so Dr. Pam, in this video, she kind of breezes through a bunch of different theorists and their big ideas.
Right.
So we're gonna, unpack those a bit, try to find those little golden nuggets that really make them stick. What do you think? Ready for a crash course in career theory?
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's so important because it really is the foundation of what we do as counselors. How can you help somebody with their career if you don't understand the theories behind it?
Exactly. It's like having a toolbox. Right. Each theory is like a different tool that you can use to understand, like, why people make the choices they do and how to help them find a career that really fits.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so Dr. Pam kicks things off with a developmental theorist, which makes sense, right? Our careers, they kind of unfold over our entire lives.
Right.
So she starts with Eli Ginsberg. Now, I'll be honest, I hadn't heard of him before.
Okay.
Have you?
I have, but he's not as prominent as some of the other ones.
Okay, so tell me, what's he all about?
So Ginsberg basically said choosing a career, it's a process. It's not something that just happens overnight.
Right. It's not like you wake up one morning and bam, you know what you want to do for the rest of your life.
Exactly. It's a developmental process that happens over time and it changes and all of that.
So how does he break it down?
So he has these three stages. The first one is fantasy,
Okay.
which makes a lot of sense, right? You're a kid, you want to be a superhero, an astronaut, whatever your little heart
Oh,
desires.
absolutely. I wanted to be a dolphin trainer for the longest time.
There you go. See?
I blame like SeaWorld and all those
You're
shows.
very influential at that
It
age.
is. It
Yeah.
is. Okay, so we grow out of the fancy stage, hopefully.
Hopefully, right. And then you go into this tentative stage where you're starting to think a little bit more practically, but you're still kind of exploring your options.
Okay, so like what would be an example of that?
So maybe you're in high school and you're like, oh, I'm good at math and science. Maybe I should be a doctor. But you haven't really had any real world experience yet.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. And then, so what's the final stage?
The final stage is realistic. And this is where, you've kind of hopefully figured in what your interests are, your skills are, your values, and you're able to make a more informed and realistic decision about your career.
Right. You've done a little more research, maybe had some part-time jobs, internships, things like that.
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay. So Ginsberg, he lays this groundwork, this idea that our careers, they're not just static, they
Right.
evolve.
Right.
But then comes Donald Super.
Yes.
And Dr. Pam makes it clear, this guy, he's like the Beyoncé of career theory.
Right, exactly. He's a big deal.
He is. He's got like two major models that are
Yes.
still widely used today to help us understand like the nitty-gritty of career development. So
Exactly.
the first one, the Archway model.
Yes.
I have to say, I love the name. It's so
Well, it's
dramatic.
very visual,
It
right?
is. It is. So what's the basic idea behind Super's Arch?
So the archway is basically this framework, this structure, right? And it represents all of the different factors that come into play in someone's career development. And it's divided into these different sections, right? It's like this archway. You've got the one side, which is like the person's internal self, right? Their abilities, their interests, their personality values.
Okay, so that's like the foundation of the arch almost.
Right, exactly. And then on the other side, you've got the external factors, right? So like the economy, the job market, family, social factors.
So those are the things that kind of like press down on the arch or like, maybe prop it up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They can do both. They can be supports and they can be stressors.
Right. And then, so where's the person in all of this?
So the person is actually like underneath the arch. So
Okay.
they're like being shaped by both their internal self and their external world.
And it's interesting because like when you think about it, we often focus on one or the other, right?
Yeah.
Like either we're really focused on like our skills and our interests, or we're really focused on like the job market and what's practical. But Super saying like you got to look at both.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And how those things interact.
That's so true. Okay, so we've got this arch, this framework for understanding all these factors. What else did Dr. Pam say about Super? Because I know he had another big model.
Yeah, the rainbow model, which I think visually a little bit more fun than an archway.
I know, right. When she first said rainbow model, I was like, wait, are we still talking about career theory?
Right. It sounds like a children's book almost.
It does. It does. But, you know, once you understand it, it's actually pretty brilliant.
It is.
So what's the rainbow all about?
So the rainbow is all about the different roles that we play throughout our lives.
Okay.
And how those roles interact with our career development.
So it's like we're not just workers,
yeah,
right? We're also friends, partners, parents, community members, you know, all of these different things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So Super identifies like these nine major life roles.
Nine. Okay. That's a lot of roles. What are they?
So you've got like child, student, leisureite, citizen, worker, partner, parent, homemaker, and then like pensioner. I think he added that one later.
Wow, pensioner? Like, that's a whole other career stage in itself, right?
Right, like retirement planning and like, what do you do with all your time? That's important.
It is. Okay, so we're playing all these different roles throughout our lives. How do they, like, connect to our careers?
So the idea is that these roles, they don't exist in isolation, right? They all kind of, like, overlap and influence each other. And as we move through different life stages, we might prioritize certain roles over others.
Okay, so, like, when you're in your 20s, maybe your worker role is super dominant, right? You're trying to like launch your career, establish yourself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. And then, you know, maybe you get married, you have kids, and suddenly your role as a partner or a parent becomes more central.
Right. And maybe you start looking for jobs that offer more flexibility or like work-life balance.
Exactly. Or maybe you want to work from home so you're not, you know, missing out on those family moments.
It's like finding that sweet spot, you
yeah.
know, like where all those roles can kind of coexist.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's all about balance.
Okay. So this is making me think, like, how do we actually use these models?
Oh.
You know, like I'm listening to this and I'm like, yeah, this makes sense. But like, how do I take this information and actually do something with it?
That's the million-dollar question, right? So I think one way to use it is like as a framework for self-reflection. Like you can ask yourself, what roles are most important to me right now? How are those roles influencing my career choices?
Okay. And maybe even like, am I happy with how those roles are currently playing out?
Exactly. Exactly. Like, do I feel like I'm neglecting certain roles? Are there roles that I want to like lean into more?
Yeah, that's good. Okay. So we've got Ginsberg with the stages, Super with the arch and the rainbow. Who's next in our career theory lineup?
So next up, we've got John Holland, and he's all about personality.
Oh, this I can get behind. I love a good personality theory.
Right. Everyone wants to know, like, what's my personality type?
Exactly. So tell me about Holland. What's his big idea?
So Holland believed that our career choices are basically an expression of our personality.
Okay, that makes sense. Like, if you're a really introverted person, you're probably not going to be happy in a job that requires a lot of, like, social interaction.
Exactly. So he developed this theory called the Ryasick model, which classifies people into six different personality types.
Okay, Ryasick. Ryasick. We need a little help remembering that one. What does it stand for?
So it stands for realistic, investigative, artistic, social, enterprising, and conventional.
Okay, so it's like each letter represents a different personality type.
Exactly. And each type has like its own unique set of interests, values, skills, and preferred work environments.
So it's like, you know, those personality tests where it's like, are you a cat person or a dog person?
Yeah.
Are you a morning person or a night owl? It's like that, but for careers.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. I'm into it. So tell me more about these types. Like, give me the rundown. Who are these realistic people?
So realistic people, they're very practical, hands-on. They like to work with their hands. They like to build things, fix things.
Okay, so like mechanics, engineers, construction workers, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Exactly. They like to see tangible results.
Got it. Okay, what about the investigative?
So investigatives are your thinkers, your problem solvers. They're analytical. They're curious. They like to explore ideas.
So we're talking like scientists, researchers, detectives.
Exactly. Exactly. They like to use their minds to solve puzzles.
Okay. I can see that. All right. Artistic. No. This one's got to be my favorite just because it's the most self-explanatory.
Right. These are your creatives.
Yeah.
Musicians, artists, writers, designers. Yeah.
They're the ones who make life beautiful.
They do.
Okay. What about social?
So social types are your helders, your communicators. Yeah. They love working with people.
So like teachers, counselors, social workers.
Yeah.
You know, all the people who make the world a better place.
Exactly. Exactly. They're all about making a difference.
I love it. Okay, yeah. Two more. Enterprising. That sounds kind of intense.
They are. These are your leaders, your entrepreneurs, your salespeople. They're go-getters. They like to take charge.
Okay, so they're the ones who are out there making things happen.
Exactly, exactly. They're not afraid to take risks.
Okay. And last but not least, conventional.
So conventional types, they value structure, organization. They're very detail-oriented. They like things to be in order.
So like accountants, librarians, administrators.
Exactly, exactly. They're the ones who keep everything running smoothly.
The glue that holds it all together.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay, so how do we know which type we are? Like, is there a test?
Of course there's a test.
Right, there's a test for everything.
There is, and Dr. Pam actually mentions this in the video. It's called the self-directed search.
Right. She said it was a big deal because it was like the first career assessment tool that was designed to be like self-administered.
Exactly. So you didn't need to like go to a therapist's office and like pay $1 million. You could just take it yourself.
That's awesome. I love that it's like empowering people to like take control of their own career exploration.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's based on Holland's theory. So it's going to give you like your Holland code.
Your code. I love it. So, like, I could be a RIA or SEC or, like, you know, any combination.
Exactly. Exactly. And it'll show you, like, which occupations are most congruent with your type.
Oh, that's so cool. So, like, if you're feeling lost, you can take this test and it'll be like, boom, here are some careers that might be a good fit for you.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a good starting point for sure.
I love it. Okay, so Holland, he's all about finding that match between your personality and your work environment. But then Dr. Pam brings up another theorist, Linda Gottfredson, and her theory is a little less about, like, follow your bliss and a little more about, like, the realities of life.
Yeah, it's a little bit more, I guess, realistic, you could say.
Right, right. It's called circumscription and compromise.
Yes.
And those words, I don't know, they don't exactly scream, like, dream job.
Not quite as catchy, right?
Yeah, no. Not at all. But I have a feeling like this theory, it might hit a little close to home for some people.
It can. It can.
So what is it all about?
So Gottfredson, she's saying that our career choices, they're not always just about our interests and our skills.
Right, right. There's more to it.
There's more to it. She's saying that our upbringing, our social background, our experiences, they all play a role in shaping our perceptions of what's possible for us.
So, like, even if we have all the talent in the world, there might be these, like, invisible barriers.
Exactly. Exactly. And those barriers, they can be based on our gender, our race, our socioeconomic status, you know, all sorts of things.
Right. And it's not always, like, overt discrimination, right?
Yeah, right.
It can be these subtle messages that we receive from our families, from our communities, from society at large.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So, like, Dr. Pam gave that example of how, like, when she was a little girl, she wanted to join the Air Force.
Yeah, I remember that.
And, like, her mom was just like, no way, that's not something girls do.
Right, yeah.
And it's heartbreaking because, like, imagine how many dreams get crushed like that.
No, it's you know, eye-opening, right? Because we think about career development and we think, oh, what are you good at? What do you love?
Yeah.
But we don't always think about all of this, like, baggage that we're carrying around.
Exactly. Those preconceived notions of, like, what we're supposed to do or be. Okay, so we're circumscribing, we're putting these limits on ourselves, even if we don't realize it.
Yeah.
What about the compromise part? Where does that come in?
So the compromise comes in because, okay, we've got these limitations, right? We've got these ideas about what's acceptable. And then we hit the real world.
Right. And the real world, it doesn't always care about our dreams.
Right. Exactly. And so we have to make compromises, right? We might not get our dream job right away.
Right.
We might have to take a job that's not a perfect fit, but it pays the bills. Or maybe we have to put our career aspirations on hold.
Right, to raise a family or take care of a loved one.
Exactly, exactly. So it's this constant process of, like, negotiating between what we want and what's realistic.
Right, and I think that's what makes Gottfredson's theory so powerful. You know, it's like, it's not just about, like, oh, you could be anything you want to be if you just believe in yourself.
Right.
It's like, yeah, but also, like, the world is a complicated place. And there are systemic issues at play, and sometimes we have to make tough choices.
Absolutely. And recognizing that, I think, is really important because it allows us to, one, be more compassionate with ourselves.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, give yourself a break.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it also allows us to, like, advocate for change.
Right? Because if we can see those barriers, those limitations, then we can start to break them down.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, knowledge is power.
Exactly.
So Gottfredson, she gives us this, like, dose of reality,
right?
You know. But Dr. Pam didn't just stop there.
Right.
She mentioned a few other theorists who kind of round out our understanding of career development.
Right.
So like one name that came up was Savickas.
Yes.
And I know he's big on this idea of like career construction.
Right. Exactly.
So what's that all about?
So Savickas, he's like taking a more, I guess you could say a more like philosophical approach to career development.
Okay.
He's saying that like our careers, they're not just about like matching our skills to a job.
Right.
It's about like finding meaning, finding purpose.
Oh, okay. So it's like, it's not just about like, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Right.
It's like, what kind of mark do you want to leave on the world?
Exactly. Exactly. It's about creating a career story that feels authentic and meaningful to you.
I love that. So like, we're all authors of our own career stories. And like those stories, they can be messy. They can be nonlinear.
Right.
But they're ours.
They are.
Okay. So Savickas, he's all about meaning making.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did Dr. Pam mention?
Oh, let's see. Oh, Ann Rowe.
Ann Rowe. Okay. Tell me about her.
So she was really interested in the role of childhood experiences in shaping our career interests.
Okay. So like how we were raised, our relationship with our parents, things like that.
Exactly. She actually drew a lot of inspiration from Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Okay. Yeah. The pyramid.
Right. Exactly. And she said that like sometimes we're drawn to careers that fulfill those unmet needs from our childhood.
Oh, that's so interesting. So like if you had a really like critical parent, you might be drawn to a career where you get a lot of positive feedback and validation.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Or like if you felt really unseen or unheard as a child, you might be drawn to a career where you're helping others to feel seen and heard.
Oh, wow. I've never thought about it like that, but that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
It's like our careers, they can be this like way of working through our stuff, our like unresolved childhood issues.
Right, exactly. And, you know, it's not always like a conscious thing either.
Oh, for sure. It's probably mostly unconscious. Okay, so we've got Savickas with the meaning making, Ann Rowe with the childhood stuff. There was one more, right?
Yes. Albert Bandura.
Oh, Bandura. He's the one with the Bobo doll experiment,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, for those who haven't seen it, it's a little creepy. Dr. Pam described it in the video.
Yeah.
Basically, they had these kids watch adults like beat up this inflatable doll. And then they gave the kids the doll. And guess what?
They did the same thing.
Did the same thing. It's like, talk about the power of observation.
Right. Like we learn so much just from watching other people.
Exactly. So how does that tie into career development? Because it seems like kind of a leap from Bobo dolls to like choosing a career.
So Bandura, he later on in his career, he developed this concept of self-efficacy, which is basically like our belief in our own ability to succeed.
Okay.
And he said that like self-efficacy is really important for career development because if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe that you can achieve your goals, then like why bother?
Right. You're not going to even try. Right.
Exactly. You're going to be too afraid to put yourself out there.
Right. And it's like how many times have we like talked ourselves out of something because we were afraid of failing?
Right, right. And he said that, like, our self-efficacy, it comes from our experiences.
Okay, so, like, if we had successes in the past, we're more likely to believe in ourselves in the future.
Exactly. But also, if we've had failures, we might start to doubt ourselves.
Right. And that's where, like, having a good support system, having people who believe in you, that can make a huge difference.
Absolutely.
Wow. This has been such a great deep dive. I feel like I've learned so much, and I hope you have too. We've covered a lot of ground here, from Ginsburg's stages to Super's models, Holland's personality types, Gottfredson's reality check, Savickas' search for meaning, Rowe's childhood connections, and Bandura's self-efficacy boost.
It really gives you a lot to think about, right?
It does. It really does. And I think the biggest takeaway for me is that, like, career development, it's not this, like, one-size-fits-all process.
Absolutely not.
It's personal.
Yeah.
It's ongoing.
Yeah.
And, like, there's no right or wrong answer.
Exactly. It's about finding what works for you.
Exactly. So if you're out there feeling lost or confused about your career path, don't worry. You're not alone. And, like, maybe this deep dive has given you a few new tools to add to your toolbox.
Exactly.
So get out there, explore those interests, figure out what makes you tick, and most importantly, believe in yourself. You got this. Until next time, happy career journeys, everyone.